J.K. Rowling declares gender changes for kids one of the worst medical scandals in a century. By Kurt Zindelka on March 30, 2023. Enabling children in attempting to change their gender will be seen as one of the worst medical scandals in a century, Harry Potter author and ardent feminist J.K. Rowling said this week. Rowling, 57, who was once hailed as a feminist hero by the left, particularly because she wrote the first of the Harry Potter books while on unemployment benefit, which has been used as an argument for state handouts and even universal basic income ever since, before becoming an object of disdain over her rejection of modern transgender ideology, has once again called out the medical establishment and the woke left for pushing novel theories surrounding gender on young children. Speaking on the Free Press podcast The Witch Trials of J.K. Rowling, the acclaimed children's author said, "We are watching one of the worst medical scandals in a century. Those that should have known better, the medics and those who have unquestionably cheered this on, are creating a climate in which those trying to raise red flags have been intimidated and silenced. We are dealing with children, in my view, being persuaded that a solution for all distress is lifelong medicalization. That is real-world harm. There's no closing the book and walking away. There's no playing with this, experimenting with this and not suffering harm, in my view. I certainly hope that for adults who have found no other way to resolve their gender dysphoria, transition may be the answer," she added in comments reported by Fox News. "I want to see those people protected. I want their rights protected. I wish them lives full of joy and fulfillment. But when we're talking about children, I think that is a very different question." Rowling went on to note that there seems to be some social contagion aspect to the transgender movement, with the disgraced Tavistock Center and its Gender Identity Development Service, GIDS, seeing the number of young girls being diagnosed with gender dysphoria by the clinic increasing by an estimated 5,000% over the past decade. Should we not be asking why that is happening? The Harry Potter author questioned. Last year it was announced that the Tavistock Center, the UK's largest gender clinic, would be forced to close down by this year for failing to safeguard children. Recently, the practices of the clinic were outlined in the book Time to Think, the inside story of the collapse of the Tavistock's gender service for children by former BBC Newsnight journalist Hannah Barnes. In a review of the book, even the left-wing Guardian newspaper was forced to admit that the practices carried out on children, including the use of puberty-blocking drugs, read like a dystopian novel. Rowling, who described herself as left-leaning in the podcast, took aim at her side of the political aisle for the puritanical, judgmental and authoritarian approach taken by the woke movement and how it is alienating large swaths of society, in particular young men. "The left is making a tremendous mistake in espousing this quasi-religious witch-hunting behavior," she said. "People will go to where they will be embraced and can make jokes that are accepted, even if it is full of poisonous ideas. They are shutting down debate and freedom of thought and expression. If we cannot look to those institutions, then we are in trouble." Rowling has herself become a frequent target of the far left for her stance on transgenderism, including having death threats issued against her and her family. Follow Kurt Zindelka on Twitter here at Kurt Zindelka.